Here's the coffin, Inspector.
Open it.
Yes, sir.
Empty. Just as you said, Rabbi.
And I'm sure Aaron Gintz can identify the watch. Surely it's the one stolen from him.
So the Koslovsky brothers devised the entire plot against Aaron Gintz.
It's all very neat, except for one problem. What about the Jewish gravediggers who were seen burying the body that night? The only possible answer is that the witnesses were lying.
There's one other possibility. Karl and Heinrich posed as Jewish gravediggers. 12 years in Aaron Gintz's tannery taught them enough Yiddish to fool the passers-by.
Inspector, you're a wonder.
Maybe, but the judge won't be satisfied without a confession. Let's pay a little call on the Koslovsky woman.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't seen my son in over a year.
Maybe this will refresh your memory.
Oh, don't, Mia. I'll tell you everything.
I know that today isn't Purim, but I want to drink a l'chaim anyway. To Rabbi Lowe.
And to Yasele. Don't forget Yasele.
L'chaim!
L'chaim!
Thanks to them, we're free men. Baruch Hashem.
What an amazing story, Father.
And a true story, Chaim.
What happened to the Kozlovsky brothers?
As soon as they heard their plot had been discovered, they both abandoned their families and ran away. They never were heard from since.